Yeah, it's at the War Museum. Like, there's
really,
yeah, there's a Hitler
it's
mobile.
An Ottawa?
There's a Hitler mobile. It's a Mercedes, but there's a Hitler mobile at the War Museum in Ottawa.
Hitler just sounds like a swear word now,
bro.
It just dude. Sounds like a swear word.
Hitler.
You. Oh, I feel like you hear your son or daughter say like, "Hey, wash your mouth out with soap."
Yeah,
get
disgusting.
Out of here.
Yeah,
yeah, it's tough. That's Hitler. Tough moment of the week.
Imagine thinking
that's
like
the worst. That's like the worst verbiage of a person's name. Like, oh, don't be a Hitler. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're being a grammar Nazi. Like, it's just like, oh, what am I doing? Like, am I just like killing people mercilessly when they don't use their commas right? Like,
yeah. All right, let's get into our of the weeks here. That's tough moment of the week. Just Hitler, but
the mustache and the name
ruined a good stash. All right, unnecessary overreaction to something as small as Burger King employee forgetting your dipping sauce moment of the week goes to...
This woman who shot up a Burger King drive-thru because an employee forgot to put her dipping sauce in the bag.
Yeah, it's
it was right there in the title.
We should start just making of the week's titles.
We used to. We used to make it, like, try to make them as unnecessarily long of the week.
No, like, that's it. No context.
Yeah.
Just...
That's what's happening this week. Now the news, and you're kind of confused because we just did both. Anyways, yeah, this lady fucking started letting off with her gun through the window after a person, after a worker didn't give her a dipping sauce. Seems a bit,
yeah,
bit much.
They always forget my dipping sauce. I don't go to Burger King, so I wouldn't know.
That's what I mean. Like
McDonald's, and I always get back to the studio. I'm just like, oh. But, like, to grab the fucking battle axe we have hanging up here and go back in there. And... Nah.
Like, nah, really? That ain't me, dog. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Just checking if you're okay.
You guys done, everyone? Anything else anyone else wants to get in there? We good? Let's move on.
Peace to the week.
This man had a knife lodged in his body for a year after stabbing without realizing. That's pretty
like
beastly.
How, though?
You know? You know?
4-inch, 10-centimeter blade.
Mm.
Sounds
lodged
a lot bigger when you say
body.
10 centimeters.
Yeah, like
it does. Is that your pickup line, Cole?
How big's your dick? Goes 10. Like... What? Inches? No. Centimeters? No. Millimeters. Gotcha. No. That means your wiener's a centimeter long. Boom.
Roasted.
That's quick maths. No.
not for not real. He has
but
a hog.
Real, though,
he has a hog. For real.
I've seen it. If you like that fighter Ortega, this guy's your man.
Oh man, Ortega. Poor Ortega. Yeah, I don't know, like I don't get this.
You know, you get stabbed.
You would pull it out like after. That'd be the first thing.
Well,
I
think you take yourself to the hospital and they pull it out. Because if you get stabbed,
yeah,
folks,
okay. If you can
don't
make
pull
it...
the knife out because then all the blood starts coming out and that's when you start bleeding
out.
Yeah,
the physician.
Well, you
just,
like wrap your t-shirt
just
around
stitched
it.
Up the wound without and then just gave him painkillers and didn't take the blade out.
Oh.
You just stitched him back up.
This is them fucking.
Why would they do
hardest.
That?
They just forgot.
This is fucking nails, bro. Like,
he was also
gets,
taking
he like
the
cuts the guy open. He's like, fuck, what was I about to do in here? Oh, yeah.
Maybe just somebody forgot to tell him. It was a
busy day.
I wonder
if the beeper always went off in the airport.
Yeah, definitely. They probably. X-ray him. He's got a knife in them. They're like, what are you going to use that for?
Yeah, this guy never flown before. They're like, sir, you want to see your X-ray?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
All right.
I don't know. He probably wasn't flying much. Got stabbed. I wouldn't want to fly anywhere after that.
Well,
would you want to get the fuck out?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I would want the knife to get out of my back, though.
All right, can we go back to the note, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Fact guy retreat. Sorry, I was listening to an old pod, and there's a fact guy retreat joke. Sorry. Keep referencing old pods. But,
cool.
Cool like that.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers moment of the week goes to?
Goes this couple who found a baby on a subway and kept it.
That's...
Yeah, they walked past.
Finders,
this is from 2001, but this.
I was gonna say the picture looks old.
Yeah, yeah, it does. But yeah, this couple, found a baby, and kept it. Are they a couple or are they just boys? I just moved in with his. Later, Danny had moved in with Pete and his flatmate. Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's a couple.
What's a flatmate?
It's probably a couple, dude.
Roommate in English.
England.
In English.
In English. Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is like that fucking Bible story. Like Moses was like found. You know yeah, what I mean?
It's just like
that.
Like
imagine someone actually doing that, though. That's pretty fucking deep.
Imagine if this baby actually grows up to be Moses.
That'd be crazy.
What's dope is that if this baby grows up to be like a famous, like,
never have to take a boat again.
Or celebrity, you're the best person in the world. Story gets told, you're a saint.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock makes a fucking remake the movie. Blind Side 2 coming at you. I swear. All right. News headlines. Let's go. Good. Alrighty. We have five back page news stories.
Okay, I was gonna say, so we're starting with this.
We got it, can't not mention it. We just gotta now with the sixth installment.
Okay, developing story time.
The bodybuilder.
Coleman, enter the theme.
Bodybuilder
theme song.
The theme song for it is chickpeas, falafel hummus.
Yeah, we're going to start doing slogans for local businesses here because there's a place in Ottawa called Chickpeas, Falafels, Hummus.
So his name is nice. Chickpeas, Falafel, Hummus.
No, that's too much. It's Chickpeas, Falafel, Hummus. Five-second TikTok
chickpeas,
ads.
Chickpeas, Falafel, Hummus.
Yeah.
But yeah. Recurring. Right now, they're sponsoring. Right now, they're Chickpeas. Chickpeas, Falafel, Hummus is sponsoring this week's recurring news story. Go to Chickpeas Falafel Hummus for all of your Chickpeas Falafel Hummus needs.
Dun, dun, dun. Chickpeas falafel hummus.
I'm pretty sure chickpeas are falafel and hummus,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're just proving how much you can do with the chickpeas. The chickpea is very versatile.
You can make three dishes out of it and name a restaurant after it.
Oh, man. Who's also versatile? This man.
Good. Yep.
Yeah, that's a transition. We'll go with it. This bodybuilder we've been talking about who married a sex doll. No, was dating a... He was dating a sex doll, got married to a sex doll.
Yeah, you just skipped a step.
Killed the sex doll.
No. That's part of the movie remake we're doing. Sacrifice. Spinoff with the situation. Mm. You know, he engaged one, married one, and then...
Same one.
And then last time it was because they were like separated and he was cheating on her.
Yep.
Because she went in for repairs.
Yeah, and he cheated on her
with a chicken.
Yes.
And then he got divorced from her to focus on his new.
But remember the quote? It was like partner. The chicken was like a female's head.
No, it was a chicken's head. Body. Chicken's head, female.
Chicken's head, female body, and it could have. It was both of. Vagina and
no, it didn't have penis. It didn't have a dildo on it.
No, it said it could act as both a penis and a.
No,
vagina.
It had a hole for the wiener to go in.
Dude, we decided it could out. It also had a dick.
No, he was he was dating when she was in for repairs.
Know,
he was using a vibrator. A
the non-binary chicken also had like an apparatus that could be like a small dick.
I don't think so.
We can look it up right now.
It's okay. Okay.
But yeah, this is a side story. There's a lot more. Sorry, we've been working on this story day and night.
Yeah.
it's on our mind.
Losing sleep, may I add, over what this guy's gonna do next. And apparently, he's in a throuple, which is a cool new word I just learned.
I think it's throuple.
That sounds more right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in a throuple with another sex doll.
He claims to be his sister.
Yuri Talochko, that's his name.
Legend.
So, you were saying though that the sister, like, it wasn't like.
I think it's platonic.
It was like just purely
for companionship. Looked very young, but it looks very young. He was getting criticized.
Why do they sell sex dolls that look that young?
It's crazy. It's good to see the world is progressive enough that. Instead of criticizing this guy for marrying two sex dolls, but like when you post a picture of this, people are like not criticizing him over the fact that he's dating sex dolls, but they're like, you know, that one looks too young. And he's like, no, it's just a
friend.
It's
because we know by now he's
read this quote actually, please. Read this quote.
And although Luna is an adult, she just looks like that because she is Asian and many Asian girls look very young.
And that's
big, that's
now that now
big
you
J
said
journalism
that,
by
why would you set
paper?
Me up for that, man? Like, someone's gonna take that sound bite and just use that So, fuck you.
This is going to take the second half for Jordan's like, because she is Asian and many Asian girls look very young. Like,
I'm really.
Yeah, but I was quoting him.
Right.
I was quoting Coleman, who made me read
it. You didn't make it clear. See, like, this is how we, like, if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We better if you're quoting it, it's okay.
Anyway, so because people said she looked too young, he said he will try not to show any erotic scenes with Luna. Me and Lola will treat her like a sister. So, thoughts, boys?
See, the fact that, like...
Different strokes for different
the
folks.
Fact that yeah, for sure. We said this literally. The first time we talked about this. This guy first came up.
Yep.
We started talking, we're like, did he not have that one friend to just be like, hey, dude, listen, can't marry this thing. Come on. You know what I mean? Like, and everyone went through with it, and then now... Look at how deep it's gotten.
Yeah. When you see the guy sneaking away to the bathroom like, what do you, with a bop it. Like,
what do you think people are going to think out, you know? When you pull up with your daughter? Or not your daughter, your sister, and it's a sex doll.
Yeah. Hey, you want to go on a double?
Like a weirdly young like sex you're, doll.
This is your best friend. He says, hey, come take a double date with me and Lola. And then you're like, dude, don't make me do that. And he's like, come on, she really wants you
and you gotta
get to know your wife.
And you got
to
sit in that restaurant and act like nothing is wrong. Everything's good. Everything's
Mrs.
normal.
Mrs. Roboto fucking just looks at you weird. I don't know.
It's going to be crazy when sex dolls can actually talk to you. No, they're actually they're just real people at that point.
When the monkeys and the sex dolls take over the earth and make us all their slaves. It's coming, folks. You heard it here first.
Yeah, next. So okay, what do you think is more likely? Monkey takeover or like a...
Sex doll gaining enough consciousness to rip the penis off of a fucking... Like, of a man?
Not necessarily.
Which do you think is most popular? Which do you think is most likely? I bet you there will be some fucking crazy AI that becomes conscious enough to be like, yo, this guy just keeps me in his closet and takes me out for sex when he wants me. And then like a pit bull goes rogue on it and... Bites his wiener off or something. I'm not saying it'll happen soon, but I'm saying it'll happen before a monkey can ride a horse with an AK-47 in his hand.
I think it's a tight race, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty tight race.
Yeah. Just saying, one is going to win, and it's going to be that it...
Oh, for sure the AI, but, like,
yeah.
Who's it got could be a cool war.
The thing is with, like, the monkeys, you have a set number.
They're almost extinct anyway, so fuck like, it,
yeah,
right?
The robots, right, you actually can pump out a billion robots.
Dude, and once robots have enough consciousness to start pumping out their own robots, we're fucked. We're fucked.
They just gotta build them, and they'll build them way quicker than we can.
Dude, because they're robots.
Yeah.
I hope
it's fucked how like so many things that seem like such a bad idea from the get-go still follow through and then just have a terrible outcome and everyone's surprised.
In 40 years from now when we're doing back page news and someone says fucking and we read one, it's like sex doll rips off penis of husband, and you're gonna be like, that's I fucking told you. I told you
this
right
now. This is
how
it starts.
I told
this
you.
Is how I get my metal leg.
I pulled this saying. Clip from my podcast way back. You're what? What the fuck is that?
Okay, it's grandpa. Like
I told you.
And it happens upstairs because my grandson's fucking around up there, you know? I'm just saying.
Blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere. All right. The other four news stories are just some quick hitters from Florida.
This is a heavy Florida-themed back page news. It's,
we haven't had it for a while.
Yeah, I like how we were saying the other week how we used to have trends like Walmart, Florida.
Yeah.
The reptiles and shit. I like this is kind of like this is a nice refresh of like the Florida trend just to like you know, go back down memory lane, see how fucked Florida is, even though we'd still talk about Florida.
It's craziness.
Every week. But this is only Florida.
Yeah, this first headline goes...
Just Florida.
Just I Florida. Like you guys didn't fucking know. The next four news stories.
Florida strictly news story. From Florida.
Florida. Three of which come from one of our favorite news sites, Click Orlando.
Honestly, if you're looking for a good read, go to Click Orlando.
Orlando's in Florida.
Which is all the back page news today. It's strictly that. Only coming from Florida.
Shall I start with the Florida back page news stories?
That's all it's from.
Yep. The next four news stories coming at you from Florida.
Right after this message from our local sponsor.
Visit Disney
Florida.
World.
Chickpeas, falafel, hummus.
Oh
we're just having a good time.
This is just natural how it's coming out today, boys. Just like I ate a lot of vegetables yesterday.
I hope Jake P's Falafel Hummus sponsors us after this episode.
We should get them.
We should just title it that.
Jake P's Falafel Hummus. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Alrighty, now back to our Florida specific back page.
The next four stories coming at you from Florida. We've got suspect handcuffed behind his back, steals patrol car, leads cops on 100 miles per hour chase. Classic Florida.
You know what?
Where was this?
Florida.
Crazy. What's crazy is it the first time Mm-mm. we've had something like Mm-mm. this happen in Florida?
Mm-mm.
The last time I could remember, it was actually deeper than this. It was the guy got out of the car after
and fought off
the cops
while he's jerking.
Yeah, well, he was masturbating.
Yeah. High on meth.
So this guy's got to step his game up.
What, dude? He had his hands behind his back though. Like he fucking.
That's crazy. That is pretty.
He Houdini'd them,
it's
and
like
then
Baby Driver shit.
Yeah, he Houdini'd them.
How would you steer? Would you like?
Well, I think he did the shimmy under.
Oh, don't you have to break a shoulder to do that?
You do. I'm pretty sure you do. Unless you got long arms.
I think you can dislocate it, maybe.
So Coleman's okay.
What are you, what?
Nothing, dude. Nothing. What were you saying?
No.
No, man.
No, we're just kidding, dude. but yeah, 100 miles per hour.
That's crazy.
It's really fast.
How many kilometers is that? Like 130?
No.
20?
No.
Something like it's fast. For mainly Canadian audiences.
60 miles per hour is 100K. So two-thirds.
Whoa.
So two-thirds of 100 is?
66.6.
So it's 166.66 kilometers is what he was going.
Sure.
Quick math.
Cool.
I'm kind of becoming the math guy. Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Were you like, you playing that brick game lately or what? Like. That's how I learned my math these days.
What, 2048?
Yeah.
Dude, I slapped 2048.
Yeah, you are good at that. I'll give you that. Yeah. This guy's good at game, like app games.
Phone games.
Yeah.
I'm a phone game kind of guy. I've been on the Zuba lately. Get at me on Golf Clash. Next headline, yeah. Please.
hang on. This guy.
We didn't really. Lamest. This guy. Mic drop I've ever heard in my entire fucking life, bro.
Not so Slim Shady.
Meet me on Mini Clip.
Nah.
You'll impress like grade sixes with that.
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm going for.
Oh, my.
You said it. It was a good joke. I didn't think you were
going to
say
it. Dude, I
thought
we were trying to appeal to the younger Marcus.
Now we play the sound bite from earlier.
Yeah, now that I... Yeah.
Oh, Colvin. Got him. That would be a good plug-in.
Yeah.
But,
what were you going to say?
No, it's just this guy... Like, how would you drive... Like, I guess you said you would just break your shoulder.
I think your hands sit at 11 and 1 on the wheel, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a nice...
I wonder if I'll ever see like a fucking getaway.
I'd love to. I'd love to like my car get like mildly destroyed during one, you know? Like it runs into me and I'm like, what the fuck? And then cops just rip past me. That'd be sick. Yeah. But I don't want to die.
The Mazda 3 can handle it.
Oh dude, it'd be sick. Just a little duct tape. It'd be nice and good to go. All right, next headline. Gator spotted swimming with a shark in Indian River Lagoon.
This is like a feel-good Florida news story.
This is a child story. Yeah. A child story for Florida.
Like, are they getting along?
Yeah, sure.
They're getting along, right? Like, they're boys. Like, it wasn't like they were meeting up to scrap after, you know, behind the shed at 6. It wasn't like something like that. So me and my dad used to fight.
Yeah, they're just chilling.
Right after dinner.
Like Bradley Cooper, McKinley, and Wet Hot American Summer.
No, McKinley.
Coop.
McKinley, we did this for you.
I love you, McKinley.
It's a good fucking movie. So much funnier the first time. Don't watch that movie twice. If you've seen it, leave it. Don't
be like, hey, remember how funny Wet Hot American Summer was that one time we watched it? It was only funny that one time you watched it. Don't go watch it again. I've watched it 3 times.
This is this is probably like a top 5 Florida headline.
Mm-hmm.
This is solid.
This is one of the most Florida
Gator
headlines about
swimming
time.
With shark. All
right. Which one would you rather be, the shark or the gator?
Gator, you're on top.
I think.
Okay. Wait, you think they're just swimming down there? Come on. Why is he going all that way for? He's trying to get some.
It's the best. No, never mind.
No. Say it.
What?
Say it.
I've already been canceled twice this episode. I'm not doing it a third time.
Whew. Okay, next Florida news headline.
I want to say, okay. All right, assault rifle raffle for astronaut high school graduation. Event sparks outright.
See, we used to have cake raffles.
Yeah. I had a cake walk. Those things are stupid. You ever do one of them?
What?
Yeah, it's dumb. I
don't
remember.
What the fuck is Astronaut High School?
Yeah, isn't that a sick name for a high school, though? The high school's named Astronaut High School.
I wonder how...
Because they get high.
How disappointed are they that zero astronauts have come from this school in Florida?
Absolutely not. My school had, like, one
astronaut. Dude, it
would make
for some sick football uniforms, though, eh? NASA-inspired?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Space helmet-looking fucking...
That's an easy sponsorship right mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
I bet you it pumped out, like, one... astronaut.
Yeah, they changed.
And I bet
name.
You it was like a farm team astronaut. You know, I never really got to go to space. You get to do the simulators, right. But never got to go to
he's
space.
He's an astronaut. Yeah,
astronaut.
Yeah.
Like
how, like,
exactly.
Yeah, like, doctors that are like, I don't know, like
chiropractors.
Alan Harper.
Yeah.
Like your parents. Those are doctors.
They're learning doctors.
So that's a doctor right there. Yeah. I wonder why my stomach hurts. I go to Jane. She tells me I need to fart more. That's a fucking doctor right there.
Precisely. Or take some Advil.
That is also a true story.
On a FaceTime, Racco jumps in there, says you have stomach pain.
No, she was here in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I told her. And then, like, 3 hours later, I was like, Jane, you're right. I feel amazing right now. I burped like 17 times.
The house shakes a little bit.
Shout out Jane.
Jane's cool.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah, they're doing
this is like, we keep getting away from this story. Each new story
we talk about Florida so much in the intro to this, we haven't really kind of jumped off from there.
Yeah, no, it's like kind of cool, like, but also pretty fucked up.
Are we only talking about the name, or are we talking about the actual
I'm
subject
talking about
matter?
The subject matter now, the AR. Like,
why is it cool?
Because, I mean, that's a pretty cool, like, thing to get, but it's fucked up that, like, it's out of school where,
you know,
like, they have
cool
a lot of school shootings in the States.
Anywhere other
like...
than southern United States. Mm-hmm. You know what
any
I mean?
Any United State, bro.
But mostly southern.
Yeah.
Like, if I got this back
like,
home,
if it was in Hawaii, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
And it'd be like, the farmer uses it to pick coconuts or something like that.
Yeah, they do, like, cool shit with it.
Yeah.
Is that?
That'd be cool.
Are you canceled again for that? Or
no, what? Hawaiians are American.
Yeah,
cool. Can't
yeah.
cancel whatever.
You said non-American state. I was like, Hawaii would be pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It'd be like, really?
It'd be
and then they,
no.
It's meant the farmers shooting coconuts and shit. That's all they do. And
no, they surf too.
Right.
I remember in middle or in elementary school there was a raffle for a Wii. And I guess there's two types of schools. That's about what I'm getting at there.
See, we had one every year. It was for cake. And I won it 1 year. It's the only time I ever won a contest.
How many cakes
pretty
did
dope.
You get?
One. And you get to pick. I picked the cookie cake. It was the only good one left. Not a big cake guy, to be honest
Pies
with you.
Pies for life.
Yeah. Pie over cake for sure.
Apple pie. Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Blueberry
like,
pie.
That's cherry. Like an issue for us.
Rhubarb.
Though.
What?
Is like. Cake over pie. We're talking about like cream. Those giveaways at our schools. These guys getting fucking guns at schools.
Yeah.
And they, yeah.
And people sometimes get shot at their
it's
schools.
It's tough. If there's like a school shooting at Astronaut High School, that's, we know where it came from.
Yeah.
Played themselves.
Stick a quarter in your ass.
Because you played yourself. Moment of the week.
Next headline. Sorry. Woman accused of hitting child with car claims she was trying to run over someone else.
Good.
This is an awful picture of her, by the way.
Can't really see her.
No.
So, like protecting her? I mean, like, fuck it.
I don't know.
But, like, how do you not recognize your kid, bro?
No, I think she got in a beef. She got beef.
I know, but she mistook it for someone. Like, you would see it. Like, you would see, like, as
no,
you're about to, like,
she was trying to hit somebody else and missed and hit the kid.
No, she was trying to, she got a fight, I think, with another mother at the park. and then went and was like, fuck you, and stormed off, hopped in her car, and tried to hit the mom.
Yeah.
And decked a little boy.
Yeah, missed and hit a kid.
Oh, wow.
Why and you're just at the park. Some lady just come fucking blaring across the field in a grand caravan.
I'm trying to picture being mad at a park.
Yeah,
how can you get mad? How can you get that mad at a park? You're at a park.
Like, I fucking loves parks, dude.
How you this gonna, is concerning amount of love gonna, for parks.
How are you gonna be mad at a park?
We go to the park. There's kids there. There's slides there. There's kids on slides there.
I think kids on poles.
Oh, God. Yeah, man, you guys made it weird. All right.
Listen, man. You're the one who loves parks.
No, we all love parks. We go there.
Speak for yourself, man.
We go there. We play tennis all the time. When we ever go to the park, it's a great time. We're playing tennis, we're playing basketball, we're playing spike ball. Anything with balls, we're playing.
Balls and parks.
Just it's like Oreos and milk.
Hanging out.
I was genuinely not trying to make that weird, though. You guys made it.
Yeah, but we're doing it for the bit, man. Yeah, like, we know it's a joke. It's a fucking joke, guys. Yeah,
read the category of this show, comedy. Please.
Means it's
ever heard of it?
Like, whenever we get real on this show, it's known. It gets real. We'll be like, listen, guys, honestly, fuck
I
you.
Do love parks.
I do love parks.
What'd you say? You love what?
I do love parks.
Woo! Yo,
organic! God damn it!
That would have been
we're funny as fuck, dude. Jesus, why isn't everyone famous?
Tell all your friends about this right now.
Yeah.
Where you were, where
if
are
you
right
like,
now,
if
this
you
moment
like
right here.
This.
Remember this moment where you are right now. I don't care where you are. You're on a
if
roller
you like
coaster.
This, tell someone about it. Do
you're
us a favor.
On a roller coaster, dude. No one.
People like to feel zen up there.
Yeah.
We don't want to be. We don't want to be underground anymore. If you think you're we're the cool secret and keeping us to yourself, don't tell people about us, bro. Like,
if it's because you're worried, like, oh, then they're gonna start doing ads and shit.
And we want to sell
fake
out.
Ones anyways. Yeah. So at least let us make some fucking
and we'll
money.
Stop calling you out for not doing it. How's that for marketing?
It's just threats.
We'll stop making it if you don't start making us famous.
That rant brought to you by Chickpeas. Flour, flour.
You could have prevented that ad with a real one. Let's get into the middle part of the show now.
Yo. We're just rolling today.
Bro. We're at 37 GD mins.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to use all of it, though.
No.
Certainly not.
This is can you just go to the note? There's too much.
Oh my god. So I don't know if we'll have this part of the video clip or not, but if it isn't, we'll explain it to you. Because I do want to talk about it. There's a Cheeto. Just try to imagine this Cheeto. They say it looks
one
like
one of the crunchy ones.
Says it this Cheeto looks like Arnold Coleman, you want to say that?
Really, dude?
I'm not
Coleman, it's your turn to get canceled.
I don't want to fuck it up.
It was Coleman's turn to get canceled. This
I don't want to say it. It's on sale
like
for 10 G's.
It looks like a
looks nothing like him until you really look at it. And then you're like,
yeah, that's a Cheeto that definitely looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. But I don't. Like,
I can't justify spending $10,000.
Yeah. You know what this reminds me of? Brady's rookie card earlier this week. It sold, like, we talked about it, like, a while ago, but it sold again, I guess, for $2.2
million.
People that are into, like, collectibles and stuff, like, wow.
Yeah, how do
like,
you preserve these, like, chips that look like celebrities?
Oh, dude, it's going to be worth so much more in 20 years when it's got fucking mold all over it.
I don't think a Cheeto would mold. Probably be stale.
You don't think so?
No, I think that'd be good.
They also probably, like, suck all the air out of it or some shit.
I
keep
would
them in
suck the air
seal.
Out of that thing so hard.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. From the top rope.
I love Cheetos, man. What do you mean?
10 G's for a Cheeto. You know how many Cheetos you can buy for 10 grand?
Like,
you know
probably
I mean,
enough
how
that
rich,
there's...
rich people are, man? Fuck it, bro.
Do you think there's two Cheetos in this world
if you're
that look
rich,
the same?
Like, old...
Are Cheetos like snowflakes? Do no two Cheetos look the same?
Are they like...
You can probably make them look the same.
Chicken,
it's made in a factory.
Well, like, the crunchies, obviously. Not, like, the tubey ones. Like, the puffy ones. They all look the same.
Yeah, I can... I bet you if you try, you can make... I don't know.
Like, do you think in your whole course of history...
I'm going to start keeping a lookout now.
You document every Cheeto you've eaten. You wouldn't find two that look identical. I think they're like fingerprints.
Mm.
Completely identical.
Name another thing that's unique. You got snowflakes, fingerprint.
Birthmarks.
Good. All right.
Good.
Fuck, I forgot. See, this. Said. This is why I pushed you. speaking of spending your money on dumb shit, this couple in South Korea, did you guys see this? They fucking vandalized on accident a $440,000 painting. $440,000 yep, painting.
Got it.
But if you look at the painting and you walk past it, and they were walking past it, and there were paintbrushes and cans out front of it, it would look a lot to me like a interactive exhibit, you know?
Like, ooh, they're asking you to pee on it?
Like,
I don't think anything in the world says, hey, pee on me, except for those videos you watch where it says, hey, pee on me.
Why are you peeing on me?
What are you talking about peeing?
They grab the paint and started painting on
it. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I was thinking, like, vandalized, like, pissing on him. I don't even know why. I was just thinking
that. Your mind, that's scary. Your mind just went straight to piss.
Yeah, it was piss dries,
I was in,
man.
I was in a long car drive today, and I couldn't wait for the next on route, so I debated just pulling over and pissing. So I was just thinking about, like, public pissing.
Cool,
it's
dude.
Mind. It's on my mind right now.
Sure. Cool, that's one. Why you were thinking about
cool,
it,
that one.
Dude. Definitely not,
I need
because...
I want to see your search history to reinforce that claim.
You'll find that.
Tell me you haven't searched up public pissing somewhere on your safari course that it didn't just pop into your mind this quick.
Is now when we do it?
No.
Is now when we pull out each other's search history?
No.
Coleman, hard no.
I'm willing to do it right now. Forever doing it? Let's do it right now.
No.
Coleman,
I don't know what's in it, dude. I'm gonna unplug this thing from the TV. I just don't know is the thing.
Laptop history, even. I was talking phone history. What do you do on your laptop?
Oh, I don't know.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, so this graffiti, it's like graffiti art. You know, like the modern art, the what's it called? Abstract art that's just smeared everywhere.
You sound like a fucking
asshole criticizing art. That's what I'm doing. I hate this art. I think it looks stupid. I can make it myself. Why are you spending $440,000 on it?
Yeah.
You know
it
what?
It does look worse now that they vandalized it, though.
Go down to the big picture of it. Go down. Go. No, keep going down. Keep going down. Tell me where they vandalized
right
it.
Right there.
Did they?
Yeah. Look, are that's you what it's a picture of.
I get that that's what the picture is.
I wouldn't have even noticed that.
I would not have noticed.
It looks like
you just splashed paint.
It's all it is. It looks like the tunnels.
Right. That's
looks
all
like
it
the
is.
The tunnels at Carlton.
They painted it and shit. I don't know.
Can we stop just... being able calling anything we want art?
Yeah. It's not art. It's not.
There has to be like a certain... Let's stop making it so subjective. Let's make a measurement of how to measure if something is art.
People
or
say
dope,
art
or dope,
can be whatever
art.
You want it to be. I say, no, it can't. Because this is throwing paint at a wall.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a saying
art
about
can
this.
Be whatever you want. It just doesn't have... Not all good art can be whatever you want.
This is ridiculous.
That's true, too. We just have such a high level of high quality. We know is high quality art, John.
Dude.
This is all we know.
We're right? connoisseurs of art.
So
you see anything lesser than we don't even want to be called art. It's
no.
insulting to...
This is insulting
the
to
the art
our...
of podcasting.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
If this was a poop story, I would be much more intrigued. A good poop story is a work of art. Much more than this.
No, seriously, like, I could have done that. Like, how is that $444,000?
I just, you know, like...
If I could have done it, that's how I can determine if it's not worth its money.
If I look at something and I'm like, I could have done that. It might take me a bit longer, but I could definitely have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how was that cost that much money, bro?
$440,000.
Is art like
that stupid banana taped to the wall?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I remember that.
$250,000.
Is art kind of like painting specifically, kind of like fashion in the sense where like you pay for the name like for fashion, you pay for the label. Like, is this artist like a famous artist, and like that's what you're paying $400,000 for?
I think what happens is you like get better at painting, so you have to keep selling your, like, once you start getting bigger and bigger art pieces. I'm pretty sure this is how you climb the ladder of monetization and painting. You like start small, you just get better and better, bigger and bigger paintings, and then finally you're getting fucking paid $440,000.
That's a tough business, bro. How often do you buy art?
That's
you're
why
moving
they,
in
that's
somewhere.
Why,
that's really
that's
it.
Why,
like, for me to stop and be like, wow, I need to buy that right now, regardless of what I'm doing right now. Yeah. One in like 500 times I see
this,
a piece of art.
This right here it's is rare. Art to me. Yeah. This right here. Yes. Like, show me a dog's face on a human body. That's
in a
art.
Suit. That's hilarious. He's wearing a suit. Come on.
Oh,
that doesn't
God.
Scream classic comedy.
That's
I don't know what does.
Stuff. That's good stuff. All right. Go back to the note. Let's see what other thing we can cross off here.
Hang on. Let's get into sports here. Let's wrap this show up with sports. We're going overtime today. We're going to have to trim some of that beginning out.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's I think, 13 minutes. Well, we recorded 5 of them, so we'll have a good choice off of which one we like more. Fuck.
Holy, man.
Quantity over quality.
Kind of, for sports, I was kind of going back. We've kind of done a pretty good job of, like picking sports to talk about, like the weird ones. Mm. Like Yuki Gasson was good. Calcio Storico, that was good. Mm. And then fucking, Wife Carrying. This one is probably the most mainstream of the niche sports we're
Bleacher
heading
Report
with.
Posts it.
So yeah, they got like 10 million followers from that probably. Mm-hmm. But, which is sick though.
It's cool as fuck.
But it's called World Chase Tag. So it's professional tag.
Dust name, first of all.
Yeah. I don't know why they need to add the chase in there. But it's pretty
as
league
opposed
of,
to
it's,
other kinds of tag.
It's
League of Super Tag.
Laser Tag.
That's a different
league. That's a grounders. Good type of tag, though.
It's not Grounders.
Yeah, Grounders is a completely different ballgame.
So is Laser
type
Tag.
Type of tag, though.
Yeah, but... yeah, it is.
Yeah!
You gotta touch someone.
I guess. Yeah.
On a
this
playground.
This is Chase Tag. This is
nothing
this
out of the ordinary no for you.
Stop.
Racco, when was the last time you played Grounders? Like, last Wednesday?
I always sucked at Grounders, actually.
These boys from fourth period?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking boys. You still had a playground in your high school, didn't you?
No, I didn't have a playground.
Because you guys had, like, grade 4 to 12.
No.
You were saying that the other day,
grade
dude.
6 to 12.
And you guys had a playground. Like, you guys had recess.
Yeah, we had recess.
Oh, okay.
Or cigarette break, depending on what grade you're in. grade 7 to 9, I had recess. Grade 10 to 12, I had smoke break.
I couldn't imagine recess in high school. We had, like, spares and shit.
We had spares, too. You could get
super... What? You guys have class? Like,
yeah, dude.
Ever?
Our school got out at 3:23 every afternoon, too.
Weird.
Because we had, like, a scientific formula that ensured we had the best, like, most efficient
fuck
school
off.
Day.
What?
Yeah, in fact, our lunch break was 44 minutes long.
Yeah, we had 45 minutes
Wait,
long.
Wait, seriously?
No shit.
Who school implemented this?
New school. School started at... School first class started at like 9:15. Yeah, our school day got out at 3:23 every day. I don't know. Scientists.
What?
Yeah, bro, it was weird.
Why aren't they doing this? Does it work?
Yeah.
Everyone's a mechanic, though, for you back home.
Except for one.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? When I was at...
Journalism, though.
Arts degrees. Arts degrees galore. Come out of Middleton, Nova Scotia.
So
we could get a thing called Super Sport, sure. Super Spare. Oh. Shut the fuck up, Coleman. I'm not done about how cool my high school experiences were.
We could get the best years of my life.
I fucking peaked in grade 12, man. It was dope. Let me bask in my own glory, please. You could get Super Spare, which was spare between recess and lunch, and you had 2 hours
super
off.
Spare.
You had 2 hours off in the middle of the day to do whatever you want, which was mostly go fuck around in the woods. All right, I'm done. We can get back
the woods.
To sports.
Fuck around in the woods, eh?
Yeah,
you and your boys?
Yeah, 1 week we gathered a bunch of garbage we found.
Is that
and then,
what you call it?
Yeah. And then we gathered a bunch of garbage and we went through it down a cliff.
Cool. Good.
That actually sounds like fun.
Yeah, imagine doing that in the middle of your school day. Just blown off the steam from first period. It was dope.
So yeah, World Chase Tag. Go watch it. It's great. No, it's pretty. It's
off pretty, the rails, bro.
It's great. All right, so let's get into sports. Brought to you by
chickpeas, falafel, hummus.
Oh.
It's like tag, but playing it in a construction site.
It's not tag as you know it. It's like, yeah, you know, tag on the playground. It's a lot of open space, yeah, and everyone's running around. No, it's tight.
You know when people do
tight
the,
corners
with parkour?
It's
like sumo wrestling.
A lot of obstacles.
Like ring, basically.
Yeah.
Square.
And you're, if you're not good at parkour, you're not good at world chase
or
tag.
Or just regular wrestling
that
ring.
It's kind of like how in Fortnite, if you can't build, you can't play.
Yeah.
It's right? Like if you can't parkour, you can't play world chase tag. It's the same shit.
Fortnite joke appealing to that younger audience again. Let's go.
Another one of your catchphrases, Racco.
Have catchphrases?
I have heard you say if you can't build in Fortnite, you can't play Fortnite at least 5 times.
You know what?
Now that you say it, I've definitely and I haven't seen you play Fortnite for probably 3 years.
I can't build. I can't play. I've only came in second. That's it.
Really?
Me too, man. I never won a game before.
I've won once.
Never.
But my friend carried me. It was cool. Anyway, yeah. Sports.
World Chase Tag. Yeah. But yeah, so Florida, you got to be good at parkour.
Just go watch it.
It's actually
it's
intense.
Very cool, yeah.
One of the guys looks like John.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Augustine? Augustine.
Look up Augustine Pro Tagger and... John will come up.
Dirty.
Yeah.
It sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty.
That's John. Sounds like you're a tag teamer.
Yeah. Sure, dude.
And with that, folks.
And with that, guys, we're going to end. Peace out, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in. See you in a week.